Good afternoon. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the January 10th, 2022 in-person meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners Management Committee. This meeting is also being made available via live teleconference for members of the committee and the general public. CJ Rotella, the Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this in-person and telephonic meeting.
Good afternoon. This is CJ Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for your review on Rhode Island Housing's website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for the Management Committee, Board of Commissioners, and specific Rhode Island Housing staff, all callers will be muted during the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, we ask the commissioners and participating staffs to please mute your telephones if you are not speaking. During the meeting, if anyone is having technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Carol Ventura. Corinne Myers, General Counsel for Rhode Island Housing, will provide additional information on this meeting.
Good afternoon. This is Corinne Myers speaking. Under Executive Order 22-01, dated January 6, 2022, this meeting is being held via teleconference. Members of the public can visit the RA Housing website to visit today's agenda and information on the actions being taken. If the teleconference is interrupted for any reason, we will stop the meeting until audio is restored. Chairman of the Management Committee, James Thorson, will preside at today's meeting. Commissioners and staff, when you speak during the meeting, please state your name for the benefit of others listening in or accessing the recording at a later date. Please mute your telephone or computer to minimize background noise. And now I will turn it over to Director Thorson to call the meeting to order.
Thank you, Corinne. This is Jim Thorson presiding. I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask Carol to conduct a roll call attendance of the Management Committee, the Board of Commissioners, and staff.
Thank you, Commissioner. Chairman Nicholas Retsinas. Commissioner Stephen McAllister.
Here.
Commissioner James Thorson.
Here.
Commissioner Designee Leanne Byrne.
Present.
Roll call is complete. You have a quorum.
Thank you, Carol. This is Jim Thorson again, and I'm about to introduce the action number one, approval of the minutes of the Management Committee meeting held on August 10th, 2021. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes, please? And
this
please
is
state
Leanne,
your name.
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Leanne. Do I have a second?
This is Paul second.
Who's that?
Stephen McAllister.
Stephen, thank you. Corinne, can you conduct a roll call vote on the motion, please?
Yes, I can. This is Corinne Myers speaking. Commissioners, when I call your name, if you are in favor of recommending approval of the minutes of the Management Committee meeting held on August 10th, 2021, please say aye. If you are opposed, say nay. Committee Chairman Thorson?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you, Corinne. This is Jim Thorson again, and we're going to introduce committee action number two, recommendation for approval of renewal and amendment of engagement of Witt O'Brien's LLC's contract. And with us is Chris Hunsinger, a Chief Strategy and Innovation Officer, who will present the committee action number two.
Thank you. This is Christine Hunsinger. This request for action seeks authorization to renew and amend the engagement of Witt O'Brien to provide call center services for the rent relief program. Most of you are familiar with rent relief. Back in February of 2021, we went out with an RFP seeking call center services to support the rental assistance program under ERA funding from the federal government. We received 16 proposals and chose Witt O'Brien's as our partner. And the Board of Commissioners approved a contract in March of 2021 authorizing Witt O'Brien to provide those services with a contract not to exceed $2.5 million for a 9-month period. Presently, Witt O'Brien has been working with us since the inception of the program and we seek to extend their contract and renew it for the next year as rent relief continues. We previously had a pricing structure that was time and materials only. That changed as we received a large number of applications. So now we do time and materials for call center staff who answer the phones, and we do a set price for application processing for Widow Brian. So the request before you asks that you approve the contract renewal and amendment for approximately $5 million for the contract to run for the next year for them to continue providing those services. It also includes a $750,000 price for services that were performed in the 2021. They've been a great partner. They helped us when we had a backlog. They have really, really been great throughout the entire program, and staff recommends approval. I'm happy to answer any questions.
This is Jim Thorson. Christine, can you give us a little update on the program itself, just so we have a better feel for it? I know we got off to a bit of a slow start and worked out some operating kinks. How's the program going now, and where are we in terms of dollars, and do we have a risk of having to turn some money back?
So the program is spectacular, which I never thought I would say. We have disbursed over $100 million to almost 13,000 families in Rhode Island, assisted them with rent, back rent, forward-facing rent, security deposit, and utilities. So kind of amazing that those dollars have gone out the door. We are on track to hit both the ERA-1 and ERA-2 targets. We run at a breakneck pace to make sure that we do that. All indications are that we are on pace to do that. So I'm hoping that in January and in March we will tell you that we have hit those targets.
So in other words, again, it's Jim Thorson. So in other words, the risk of having to turn money back is lower than it was, say, a month ago.
Yes.
Thank you. Does anyone else have any questions? If not, I'd like to entertain a motion for committee action number 2. And please state your name. Have a motion.
This is Steve. I'll recommend approval.
This is Leanne. I second the motion.
And seconded. Jim Thorson again. Any questions? Discussion? I'd like to ask Corinne to conduct a roll call vote on the motion, please.
This is Corinne Myers. Commissioners, when I call your name, if you are in favor of recommending the approval of the renewal and amendment of RI Housing's engagement of Witt O'Brien's LLC as presented, please say aye. If you are opposed, say nay. Committee Chairman Thorson.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you, Corinne. And this is Jim Thorson again, to introduce committee action number 3, recommendation for approval, pre-qualification of additional rental assistance support services, support service vendors for Rent Relief RI. And Christine, I believe, is going to present this again for committee action number 3.
Yes, thank you. Christine Hunsinger speaking. This is a request for approval to expand our roster of partners that support the rent relief program. Back in March of 2021, the Board of Commissioners approved the creation of a roster of pre-qualified vendors to support that program. They provide application assistance, application processing, legal support services, and we are able to contract with them on an as-needed basis. As the demand for these services has continued to grow, and we recognize the need to reach different geographies and different communities within the state, we put out another request for proposal this past November. We received 16 proposals from an incredibly diverse group of entities, and with some of those entities proposing to provide services in multiple categories. We are recommending the addition of 10 additional partners to the list of pre-qualified vendors. Many of the new partners have deep relationships within difficult-to-reach communities, and we feel as though the addition of these partners will broaden the reach of the program. And so we request approval.
Is this an appropriate time to ask questions? Christine, it's Jim Thorson. Is this an appropriate time to ask questions? Or do you
sure.
want to do that after? I've read over the document that has a list, but I was unable, unless I didn't read it carefully enough, to differentiate between those who were current and those who you were looking to add on the document. Did
yes,
I miss that?
Direct. It's the asterisk. So,
okay. I'm sorry. I don't have my glasses on because I'm wearing a mask and they fog up, so I can't see very well. Thank you. Is there any of these folks that, are there any folks not on the list who applied and were denied?
There were two proposals that came in past the deadline that were not considered based on procurement policies. There were three companies that did come in that offered kind of turnkey solutions, so much like a Witt O'Brien would do, and we didn't feel as though the program needed that. And so we did not recommend them to be approved and put on the list.
I see. At some point, can I request that we have sort of a report on the volume that each of these generate? Because it would seem that some will that there will be a high concentration in certain of these folks, certain of these partners, and maybe not so much in others. But it may give us enough of a time to make a course correction. For example, I look at some of the names on the list, like, say, Progreso Latino, and I know that we have resources in our shop at DOA who have deep ties to that organization. So what I'm suggesting is that to the extent that there are some laggards, maybe we can do some coaching to figure out a way to help them do better if we know from a report that they need help.
I'm happy to provide the report. One of the things that we are intending to do with all of the partners this time around is to provide support. Some of the less experienced or newer partners in this world will receive coaching from some of our larger, more experienced partners. So that will be training and technical assistance and a variety of help in understanding what it takes to take a smaller, newer organization to the next level. So we have structured it that way this time, but I'm happy to provide a list on volume and could do that monthly.
Thank you, Christine. It's Jim Thorson again. Does anyone else have questions?
This is Leanne. I have a question, but I think it is more procedural, so it might be more appropriate after the motion second is made.
Okay. Okay, Jim Thorson, in that case, Leanne, I'd like to request a motion to recommend approval of committee action number 3. Please state your name.
This is Steve. I'll make the motion for approval.
Moved by Steve. Second.
This is Leanne. I will second the
motion. Seconded. Jim Thorson, again, any questions or discussion?
So this is Leanne. I would like to ask my fellow committee members to consider an amendment to the resolution to Director Thorson's point. In the discussion section of this RFA, it's very clear, well, it's somewhat clear with the indication of asterisks, which agencies are going to be new vendors and which are existing vendors. And due to potential appearance of conflict of interest, it would be particularly helpful to me on the treasurer's behalf if the resolution itself in attachment A also added those asterisks to be clear which agencies are being added to the vendor list.
I had no objection to that. Is
I'm happy to explain further if that was not clear. I tried to be as clear as possible.
Yes, this is Carol. We're able to do that, Leanne.
Okay. So in that case, I would like to put forward a motion to amend the resolution as I previously stated.
This is Steve. I'll second that.
We good to go on this?
Yep.
Okay. In that case, what I'd like to do is ask Corinne to conduct a roll call vote on the motion.
This is Corinne Myers. Commissioners, when I call your name, if you are in favor of recommending approval of the pre-qualification of additional rental assistance support service vendors for Rent Relief RI, as such approval has been amended by oral motion to be clarified with respect to the new vendors, please say aye. If you are opposed, say nay. Committee Chairman Thorson?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you, Corinne.
This is Leanne. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Leanne. We're moving on to committee action number 4, which is the final item on our agenda. And I'd like to introduce the recommendation for approval of pre-qualification of communication services and data research firms. And again, Christine Hunsinger will take us through this one. Christine?
Thank you. This is Christine Hunsinger. Before you have a request for action to authorize Rhode Island Housing and Mortgage Finance Corporation to establish a roster of pre-qualified communication services and data research firms, Rhode Island Housing may accept bids from and engage such firms on an as-needed basis to provide communication services and housing-related research and analysis and reporting services. Periodically throughout the year, we tend to engage firms to support our communication efforts and our research and data and policy analysis efforts. We've previously had a list of vendors that provide these services, and so we went out to RFP to create a new roster of these qualified firms to fulfill these needs as they arise. The RFP was issued in October of 2021, and you can see on the RFA the list of communications and data services that we tend to contract for. We received numerous proposals, some folks offering services in different categories. 16 firms for the communication services applied, and then 5 respondents for the data and policy ones. And these are the recommendations that staff is making to the board for approval, and I'm happy to answer questions if you have any.
Floor is open for questions. I have no questions. Anybody else have any questions? It's Jim Thorson.
This is Leanne. I have a quick question. Just, Christine, on an average year when we're not doing large media buys to promote multi-million dollar federal programs, can you give a little bit of an average of the budget of what all of these contracts for communications and research firms would total up to be?
Yeah, they tend to be very small contracts, with the exception of, you know, the large media buys to support the programs that you referenced. In addition, every so often we're required to do a very large comp plan, and that proposal, that contract can, you know, run quite a few dollars. But these contracts tend to be somewhere between $10,000 and $40,000 for, like, one-off projects. Sometimes we do focus groups. In the past, we've used a couple of firms on retainer for strategic communications support, as well as data and policy support. Those can run between $2,500 a month and $5,000 a month, but they're typically pretty small contracts. I can provide you with a list of the past years with the totals. I don't have them with me, but I can provide that for you.
That would be helpful, but no rush. Thank you.
Okay.
Can we have a motion on committee action number four on the pre-qualification and communication services and data research firms?
I'll second her motion. This is Steve.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion or questions? I'd ask Corinne to conduct a roll call vote on this motion, please.
This is Corinne Myers. Commissioners, when I call your name, if you are in favor of recommending approval of the pre-qualification of communication services and data research firms as presented, please say aye. If you are opposed, say nay. Committee Chairman Thorson?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you. Jim Thorson, there appears no other further business, and we can adjourn unless anybody has anything else to raise. Is that correct?
The only thing I'll add, Director, is we are going to immediately follow with a meeting of the Intergovernmental Relations Committee. So we will stop. Once we adjourn this meeting, we'll stop recording and then begin recording and commence the intergovernmental.
Can you share with the group what you shared with me earlier about what started today?
Oh, I'm happy to do that, about the Homeowner Assistance Fund. Yes. So in case you hadn't heard, we have launched the Homeowner Assistance Fund. Steve, I know you're aware because I did receive an email from you. As of around noontime today, we had 262 applications started in the system. 94 have been completed. You'll recall this is a $50 million program that will provide assistance to homeowners with mortgage arrearages and utility assistance and other housing-related expenses, even property taxes. So we're looking forward to getting these funds out on the street and helping homeowners that are truly struggling right now.
Thank you, Carol. So there being no further business, could I have a motion to adjourn, please? It's Jim Thorson. Sorry.
This is Steve. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
This is Leanne. I second the motion.
Leanne. And it's Jim Thorson again. Corinne, can you conduct a roll call vote on this motion, please?
I can. This is Corinne Myers speaking. Commissioners, when I call your name, if you're in favor of adjourning this meeting, please say aye. If you're opposed, say nay. Committee Chairman Thorson?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
And Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. So I have a cabinet meeting.